Welcome to Discussing Rhythmic Gymnastics, the podcast we know you have been waiting for.
Hello and welcome back everybody to another episode of Discussing Rhythmic Gymnastics with me, Sophia.
And I'm Christina. Hello everybody.
So Christina, how are you doing? You had an exciting week with your dance groups at the school, right?
Yeah, so my voice is still a bit off, as you might hear.
Noticed.
But it was quite amazing. Our girls did brilliantly, even though I was quite worried a week ago. So we had like the final rehearsals last week, and by the end of every training, I was like, "Oh God, we can't put on the show. It's not worth it. We should cancel everything." And then they had like the final rehearsal and it actually went quite well. And then my oldest girls, they went ahead and like choreographed their own taking a bow routine. Like we have all the groups come out again to one song and every group gets like four bars to like do something from their routine again. And then they did a new choreography for that. They didn't take something out of their original choreography. And they did four shows with an audience, and by the last show they outdid themselves. Like the charisma was on, like their facial expressions finally worked, and I at the end I was like, why do I always have to put you in front of an audience to like put like
it takes the experience, you know. Not every gymnast is on the spot perfect at every competition. It takes the routine, the knowing what expects you, and then you can finally let loose and enjoy it, and this is then seen by the audience.
They can be so proud of themselves because they managed to do their choreographies on very little space. So our stage at the school is rather tiny, and next week six of our 10 groups of the school go on to a competition to compete with other schools, so we'll see how that will go. But then they will have a lot of space, so they will have like nearly the size of a carpet, and before that they only had not even half of that. So from tiny stage to big competition floor, let's say it like that. But I hope they'll do well and perform as well as they did, especially with their facial expressions and all the lifts and all the final poses worked. So I'm very, very proud. Great. And they can be proud of themselves too. Yeah. What about you? How has your last week been?
Our listeners don't know this yet, but I have a migraine brain. So this was quite hard this week. I had a lot of days where I couldn't do anything. And also last 2 weeks ago when we recorded our last two episodes, it was actually the same situation where I'm in now. I woke up with a migraine, took medication, and now I'm like happy
like a mushy
brain. To walk down the stairs, you know, and I have a smushy brain, right? And this I think might also be the reason why we made a huge mistake in our last episode, because we said that Elsana Tanieva would have the opportunity to qualify for the Olympic Games at the European Championships, which is of course not true because Kazakhstan doesn't belong to Europe. So she of course will have the opportunity at the Asian Championships. So a little correction, our listener Anna took great notice of that and told us. So for this mistake.
Yeah, but I think it's easy to mix up since Russia always takes part in the European Championships, and let's be honest, the biggest part of the majority is part of Asia and not Europe.
Yes.
Also Turkey often participates in the European Championships, and only like 3% of Turkey are still part of the European Israel as well, by the way. It's not part of the European continent. So that is easily mixed up. But of course, Kazakhstan gets the chance at the Asian Championships. But hey, let's be happy she gets the chance at all.
And yeah.
That there, and hasn't there has been, probably a really given good a place chance. Away.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we keep our fingers crossed and hope we see her at, a successful Asian Championships and then later on at the Olympic Games.
Yes. So the competition at the European Championships will be hard anyways. Mm-hmm. So what I remembered is that, I talked about Liliana Levinska, for being a senior now this year and having the chance to qualify, but also a big contender might be Panayota Litra from Greece. So mm-hmm. she hasn't qualified yet and might have a great chance might of have doing a chance, so.
Yeah, we don't have a competitor from Greece yet, right?
No.
There's no one in the starting list. Yeah, so that's she might be in the run for it.
Yes. And then I had another message from a listener from Israel. Actually, two listeners told me, which I thought was quite funny coincidence, because they told me that Linoy Ashram is officially taking part in the Israelian version of Dancing with the Stars.
Oh. That's some wonderful news.
About that.
Yeah, for all our German listeners, you might be in the know that Let's Dance has started again. So our version of Dancing with the Stars is currently on television. So since this is a Friday afternoon, I'll be sure to switch on my TV later when I have to do laundry. I am okay, but still, that will
you're
make
ditching
it
me for
more.
Dancing with the Stars.
No, I'm not ditching you. I have to. I have to get some housework done, and that's it's easier. It's done in an easier way if I at least get to watch one or the other choreography. But I love the concept of the show, and I'm always happy to see a former gymnast, trying with the standard and Latin dances, so
yes,
that's quite exciting. So there will be a lot of clips, hopefully all over social media and YouTube. We'll hopefully see a lot of that, even though we don't have Israelian television, so that's some exciting news there.
Yes. So as we already talked about in our last episode, we couldn't attend the competition Gymnastics International in Schmieden last weekend, where several gymnasts performed new routines, and obviously Margarita Kolosov and Daria Varfolomeev took part in, there was also a group competition where the Japanese team won both titles, mm-hmm. As expected, I might say. And
congratulations
also,
to Japan.
Yes, and also in Italy, the Series A continued with the next competitions. Also, a lot of international gymnasts competed there. And a new routine of Sofia Raffaeli again. And we will start with that on today's topic, new routines.
Then I'll watch it first.
Yes, I'll watch it again as well, so we can have a little chat.
Okay. So we've just watched Sofia Raffaeli's new ball routine, which scored a 36.0, which is quite impressive and incredible.
I mean, have you seen the risks in that routine? It is amazing.
Come on, it's incredible. And what I believe was what stood out most to me, that all her risky apparatus elements, the difficulties with the apparatus, they're so clean already. I mean, this is a new ball routine. They're so clean. I mean, she takes the occasional step or rebalances in her body difficulties, But the apparatus difficulties are so, so clean already. It's so flowy and so fluently.
It's nearly impeccable. Yes, this is something I always admire while watching her, because she manages to make it look easy so perfectly. Like,
yeah,
she doesn't struggle. She just doesn't. And I think there are a lot of gymnasts who may have a routine in a competition that looks like that, but not every time. And with her, I think you almost expect it to be that good and that cleanly and, well, just it looks like it's supposed to be that way. The ball just connects to her body and
as if it was tied to her hand in some way. Like, you know, when a spider releases her web, and it's tied to the ball that way. I mean, that's kind of the image she creates.
It's magnetic, you know? Mm-hmm. It always wants to come back to her.
Mm-hmm. And what I think her facial expression and her artistry says, I mean, it's a very dramatic, very painful music. I didn't quite get the language. Is it an Italian song? It sounds like a... realize
pay attention to that.
It was a woman cry, like a hard love song, probably. So, but her expressions are so strong and it looks so much as if she were already competing for the Olympic gold.
Yes,
because she knows she has the chance. She is always all in. She's not like, oh, this is just the first competition, let's like build up. No, she's all in. She's like, if that was her Olympic performance, she could be happy with that.
I mean, you know, this ending pose just blew my mind. Like, when first seeing it, I was like, was this planned? I said, how do you train this element? And I mean, you see it in her face when she's landing there and the ball in her back. She just knows how genius this is.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
This it's must really be the amazing. Most satisfying emotion to have. Oh, yes. Realize all
you
the
present
all the elements
your routine
worked.
For the first time and it's just, well, here I am. And I'm going at it with my all. I mean, I thought... Well, we have seen three new routines of her by now. And I have to say, I'm a little teeny tiny bit disappointed by the music choices, because there's nothing that stands out for me at this point. It suits her well. She's playing to her strength. Like you said, the dramatic version she can do, the facial expressions and...
Yeah, exactly.
Just... put the artistry in there so it works really well for her. But it's nothing where I'm thinking like, oh, when I hear this song, my
I
heart
to
opens
think
up
of
or
her.
Something.
Yeah, I have to think of her and her routine at once. Yeah, because it's like, it's not really that recognizable. It's not that popular.
It's just
not that famous.
Generic. I wrote down generic because it's like exchangeable by any other dramatic music. You know, a bit.
Yeah.
It's not really that well choreographed on the music, because the music just doesn't give any possibility for that.
That is the... but really, I mean, Sophia, that is the only thing that you could criticize about anything
Raffaele
does.
I have another thing, but that is not really specifically according to Sophia Raffaele. It's just elements I don't like. And it's the roles... and throws
between
she does.
The legs
between her legs yes
why I mean it's it's tricky, but why would you like bend it, down and move something between your legs?
I just
it's
think it does
not
look
aesthetically
good.
Pleasing yeah same
yes, yes. And she, but I mean if you do it once, but she has like I think three elements where she does this and I'm like
and also with
cringy.
Different apparatuses, so I mean, it seems to me like it's kind of a trend right now.
I don't
know. And I just hope it will be gone by next season and they have something else. Like, I really like the bouncing of elements of each other or of of some body parts. My doorbell rang. I have to get it. Sorry.
Ich
hab was bestellt. Muss
All right.
Hangen. Entschuldigung.
No worries.
Okay, sorry.
No problem. So, I saw someone on Instagram analyzing a risk that was like worth 1.3 points, I think, where she does several walkovers after a throw and then catches the ball between her legs and then throws it again with her legs and later catches it without seeing the ball or something without sight. And this amazing. Like, it is a really, really hard thing to achieve, and it's just stunning
I
that
mean,
she can do that.
hardly anybody has ever done like three walkovers under a throw. Like usually it's one walkover and several Shin-A turns or something, but the three walkovers in
And
such a short
with
amount of
level,
time.
with changing levels, etc. Like, everything is in there you can imagine to be a difficulty, and yeah, works for her.
So, what apparatus is missing for her? What new apparatus haven't we seen so far?
She's keeping her ribbon routine, so there's no new ribbon, I guess. And I'm really happy about that because I liked this routine most from last season from her. So I think we are through with Sofia Raffaeli. Let us know what you think of this routine as well. And well, I'm going to talk about this now because otherwise we have to get back to Sophia later. So there was quite a discussion. The Instagram profile, wait, I have to get the correct name. It's Lisa from Rhythmic Gymnastics Slays, the Instagram profile. She did a post, or she collects unpopular opinions on rhythmic gymnastics and shares them with the community. So her latest post was unpopular opinions about new routines. And I asked her if we can talk about this or discuss this because I thought this might be a great idea. Let me get it. Yes, because there were quite different or opposite opinions concerning Sophia's new routines. So first, someone wrote, Sophia's new hoop is better than her new clubs routine. And I honestly disagree with that.
The new hoop is supposed to be better than the new club routine.
So remember, this is an unpopular opinion someone submitted, so obviously we think it's an unpopular opinion, but just there are some people out there maybe thinking this. And also, which question did I want to read? Yeah, all the magic in Raffaele's routines is gone this year. Cantalupi's creations were more interesting. And then someone wrote, Raffaele's routines are even better since Claudia became her coach. What do you think? I think this matches what I already said about her routines. I think the spark is gone a bit. Definitely.
I
She
think
does
it's a
amazing
bit.
work. But I think it's not that it doesn't have the Sophia stamp on it, you know?
Yeah, I think she has surpassed, like, the. She doesn't have to, like, be a certain gymnast. She doesn't have to find, like, or create a character that she's portraying in her routines because she is so established by now, she just can go for it. And if this is, like, her truest and most ambitious version of herself. That does not have the spark, that does not have a certain character added to her routines, that does not portray like this or that storyline that she wants to bring across, then it's fine. I mean, it has to be, because we do want our all the gymnasts to be their authentic selves. But since we've seen like the characters, etc., etc., before in the other routines she did in the years before, it's a change for the audience. And I believe that, well, I hope she's happy with her routines, because she is the one performing them.
Yes.
Even though I'm not the biggest fan of the routines, but for me personally, it lies mostly within the music. So since I'm not too big of a fan of her music choices, I can absolutely appreciate and marvel at how wonderful she performs. Or how great of a performer she is, and at the skill level, marvel at the skill level. But I get that people think that and might be like, might have a bit of a disappointed feeling, you know. So that's my take on that one. And I'm honestly just looking forward to seeing her perform over and over again in different competitions, and maybe see that kind of spark develop, maybe, or getting it back. Maybe, we don't know yet. I mean, it's still the beginning of the season, so we don't know what's to come.
Yes.
What about you?
I totally agree with you. Funnily enough, another unpopular opinion on that post is saying that after watching Serie A, why do all the Italian gymnasts all have such nondescript, generic music? It's like they all got the music from an album called Generic Music for Elegant, Fun, Edgy Routines. Like, they are all such beautiful gymnasts whose routine will be so easily elevated with more memorable music.
Yeah, totally agree. And
we only saw Sofia and Milena performing, so we don't have the opinion for all Italian gymnasts. We don't know what they have for musics. But I totally agree with that. It would be a plus if there was something more memorable about this. I mean, of course, we only saw the routine still with not the matching leotards. So we have to keep that in mind. It might bring another spark out of the routine, maybe. But yeah, well, I'm not expecting something big to change in my impression of this routine. As you said, I can marvel at her skill, and I can appreciate how beautiful it is. But I don't know if the fact that Cantaloupe is not her coach anymore would have changed anything in that, because, as you said, she's established now as her own person with her own gymnast style. Like, it's connected to her and not to her coach necessarily. So,
and we must not underestimate or forget the fact that maybe in Italy those song choices are actually quite popular. We don't know what's been going on in the Italian charts or what they're having on their Spotify playlist or on their radio channels or whatever.
And this is something I also think about most Eastern European countries and their music choices. Like, for my for our German ears, it might not sound that great or popular or something else. Like, because also we connect, also, when we as Germans think of traditional or folk music of our country, we are...
Oh, please don't. Like,
yes.
That's very off-putting. Yeah.
And so we can't imagine this being like a great idea. So it might be different for other countries. So
it definitely is. I think so.
Yeah.
And a fun fact about that. So we associate music that is played with major chords as positive or happy sounding music.
Yeah.
And the ones in with minor chords are a bit sad or for a bit more lyrical or and just a bit down-putting.
Depressing.
And and in other countries, especially in the Southeast Asian area, these minor chords are considered to be the happy ones. So they have a different perception of music. Yeah. A music colleague of mine taught me that. And that's really interesting, to realize that music is perceived, or the sounds of music are perceived differently, because a lot of things are absolutely the same across all kinds of cultures, like the ways, for example, how babies communicate. Like they have all similar cries if they're hungry. They have all similar cries if they have a tummy ache. They have all similar cries when they're tired. Same goes for every kid starts walking around 12, 13, 14 months.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how they were carried around or how parents had them, like
how much tummy time they had,
that all of that doesn't matter. Like 90% of the kids start walking around that time, around when they're a year old. So these development things, or that we think, I don't know, the panda bear that sneezes and then the baby panda is scared, like everybody thinks this is funny. You know exactly what I mean.
Okay, I will put that video link in the show notes.
Yeah, okay. There are things that everybody universally thinks that are funny, but there are these some things that have a tiny little twist when you look across cultural borders.
Like expressing emotions. Expressing emotion. I can't talk. Migraine brain. Expressing emotions is something that is found to be different amongst cultures. So perceiving music makes sense that this also might be something which leaves different impressions around the world.
Yeah. This, by the way, is the kind of conversation I hope this would lead to.
Yes.
When discussing rhythmic gymnastics, and I hope, dear listeners, that you learned something today.
what I wanted to say in our last episodes, and I forgot, and now it's perfect timing, because all over the world, I can't believe that this podcast has listeners from 50 different countries.
Seriously,
I repeat. 50 different countries, and it's
Remember when we started this thing, and we said, okay, if 50 people worldwide listen to this thing, it's a success, because we just do it for ourselves, because it is a podcast that hasn't existed when we were looking for it, and that's why we started in the first place.
Our statistics, and I was always like, oh my god, someone from Spain listens, and then oh my god, Jamaica, and now I can't recite them all, because it's 50 different countries, and it's amazing, really amazing.
Do we have every continent represented?
I think so.
Do we have people from Australia?
Yes, and New Zealand.
Oh gosh.
Malaysia.
Hi Australia. Mexico. Hi New Zealand. This is incredible.
Morocco, South Africa, Singapore, everything. United States, Canada. A whole of Europe, I think. I don't think we're missing. Small countries in Europe, maybe there are a few left, but I really can't wrap my head around this. This is really weird. Great.
So, hi everybody! It's great that you tuned in. Whenever you feel like you want to add something, or you want to send us a hi from wherever you're listening from, that's wonderful. We really enjoy the interaction, or when people write in, correct us if we have some mistakes in there. We want this to be an interactive podcast. Let's be honest, it's not more than gossiping about the new routines, right? What we're currently doing. But we'll try to keep it as friendly as possible.
Yes, but it's our opinions, you know? And we are totally aware that this sport, like, has a bit of potential of, I don't know, having divided opinions.
And absolutely, and I mean it's a very subjective sport. This is what we want, you know.
This leads to the evolution of the sport, and this is what makes it great.
I mean, you will always have some routines that people are like, nah, didn't like that one. And the rest of the world is like, but this is brilliant. How can you not like it? I mean, yeah, that's just part of everything. But the more people agree that something is great, the gymnast kind of gets the feedback, hey, everybody loves it. I get to entertain a lot of people. Yes. It's the same with every art form. Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, every single... You can go
into a museum and like only every second painting or like none at all. And it's a painting that hangs in a museum. So obviously a lot of people like it.
Same goes with number one hit singles. I mean, listen to the last, I don't know, 50 number one top songs and I guarantee you there will be 25 you don't like. So, I mean... Yeah, it's about all the different opinions and styles. We just want to really highlight how beautiful the sport is and marvel and admire the gymnasts and their skills because, let's be honest, the tiny things that we don't like are just really, I don't know.
Nitpicking.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just, in German we have a very, very great expression. It's called... Jammern auf hohem Niveau, and it's like you're just like nitpicking is a good translation, but it's like it's
moaning at a high level.
The higher level, yeah. You're moaning about something on a very very high level, and you only have champagne tiny problems to improve.
It's called champagne problems, isn't it?
You could say it's a champagne problem or just a first world problem. I mean, the champagne problem I mean, we find things that could be done differently, and I always say, like, when my girls are doing like their double pirouettes and they're just like a bit off, and I'm like, you have to drop your left shoulder a bit more and then it will be easier for you to that's like Jammern auf hohem Niveau, because she's already doing a double pirouette, it's already good like for her standard, you know, so that's what's going on. All right.
Yes, so we will continue with the Bulgarians because we are behind the times already because they performed their routines at a control training 2 weeks ago already. And we already knew that Stiliana will keep her
ball routine.
Yes.
Yes.
Her ball routine she had spiked with a few improvements. So we're
I not love really going to talk new about that. Finishing pose, by the way. The new finishing pose is so amazing. Yeah. I'm just in love. And I can't wait for her to perform in like any other competition that's coming up.
Yes. But she showed her new hoop routine. Or at least I found a video of that. Because I'm sorry, I haven't found a video of her club's routine. So if you, listener, take a look. Anything, please send it to us. So we're gonna watch her hoop new performance with the hoop.
Yep.
And then discuss.
Oh, that's Lionel Richie.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, and that's so memorable. Everybody will remember the Hello song. Nobody will remember the song of Sofia Raffaele's ball routine, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But everyone knows one. Hello.
Look at this part. Oh,
oh great.
Love that part too.
Wow. That was a quadruple side tilt turn. Very, very cut to the point. But oh, gosh. Very, very beautiful.
Yes. At first I was like, what is that music? What
music, yeah.
Is this? And then, oh my god, it's Hello.
It's an orchestra version, right?
Yeah. There's a guitar solo in there, acoustic guitar solo. And what she does choreography-wise during that matches it so perfectly. She does there's a part where she spins on her chest and flicks her leg up and it looks so cheeky and so playful and it's like, yes, that's the sound of the guitar. You're performing it. Like, oh, it's just so good. And when you gasped at the point where she balances in a front split and bounces the loop on her foot and then catches it later, which is also too good.
But it looks, for a second, it looks like, why is she just standing there waiting for the hoop to come back? But then you're like, oh, that's why.
And it's and it's not easy standing there waiting for the hoop, you know?
No, like, definitely not. Yeah, especially when it's timed so perfectly. So that's, she is again, she does a perfect example of what it can look like if you translate the music with your body. That's just amazingly done.
I wanted to say, I have a small issue with it when it's a slow, dramatic music. But and it you're still rushing feels through a it. Little bit hectic, yes. Mm-hmm. I think she's getting better with it. It's just the way she moves, and she is so quick, and she wants to cram difficulty in it, obviously. I think in this routine, you see parts where she's trying, or where the choreographer's trying to let it calm down a little bit, but still, I mean, I don't know why this is. Like, when she does three walkovers, it looks just more hectic than when Sofia Raffaelli does it.
It's because she's tiny.
Yeah, I know, you can't compare, but it's just a thing. Maybe I have a problem with that, but otherwise I have nothing really to criticize about this routine. I think
I really love the leotard. It's so beautiful.
Yes, it's beautiful.
I mean, it's just two of my favorite colors, like the mint green with some purple combined in there. Great pattern. Looks marvelous. Not too much, not too over the top. I really, really love that one. Yeah, so looking forward to seeing her in international competitions this season. She's still a crowd pleaser, very... very much loved by any audience. So, yeah, good luck with the upcoming season, Stiljana, and we're looking forward to what you got.
Definitely. So, yeah, as I said, I haven't seen her claps routine anywhere or didn't find it. Please send it to us if you have a video of that. Otherwise, we'll just have to wait for the first competition where we can watch us a live stream. I don't think that she's participating in the
upcoming competition in Marbella.
Yes.
So is it a World Cup tomorrow in Marbella? Oh, it's a
Grand Prix.
Grand Prix in Marbella. Yeah.
Yes, and there is a start list. Oh, yes, they are. Stiljana Nikolova and Eva Brasilieva are competing. So we will watch that closely tomorrow. Or I will, at least. I hope I have the time. And yeah, well, we haven't talked about Eva Brasilieva at all. So we needn't, no, we mustn't forget about her. That she also might be able... to go to the Olympics if she performs accordingly.
Yeah.
Yeah, so great start list for the Grand Prix.
But I cannot find the list.
You have to sign up for the broadcast channel of Gym Edition, the Gym Edition family. I highly recommend it to you because
yeah,
Juan also always keeps us updated on everything, which is really convenient.
Okay, yeah. And also, can I live stream it where I live streamed the World Championships in Valencia? Is it the same platform?
I have no idea. It looks because... like it's a stream on YouTube. I'm confident we'll make this work. It gets easier every year. You know how hard it was when I tried to stream the Olympic Games in Rio. I was still studying, and in my
In your dorm, the Wi-Fi wasn't that good, right?
There was just one room with Wi-Fi. Can you imagine this? This was horrible.
Yeah.
And I was sitting there in like a common room with my laptop and praying that the internet is strong enough to get something. And everybody who noticed me sitting there in the middle of the night was like, what are you doing?
It's
the Olympics.
I mean, finding a live stream wasn't that hard, but finding good Wi-Fi for you was hard.
The live streams have been getting better and better.
Yeah. And let me just check, because quite often the Spanish like national television program, they do a great set of live streams, and I hope you can watch it there.
I mean, you have less of a problem with that because you understand all the websites and also the commentators.
It's accessible in nearly every country, so that's a good stream to look for. I'm looking if they have.
Yeah. Okay.
And I believe it's mostly Almudena Cid who is commentating. Do you remember her?
Yeah, I remember her, but I don't understand her, and she's talking Spanish.
Just to put that in context for you, dear listeners, so Almudena Cid is the only gymnast who participated in 4 Olympic Games in rhythmic gymnastics. She was in Atlanta in 1996, and then in Sydney 2000, in Athens 2004, and again in Beijing 2008, where she finished her career. And I remember her, she performed with the ribbon to Nessun Dorma, and she just broke down on the carpet crying when she finished her last routine.
Her ribbon. Olympic participations written on the ribbon, and she showed it to the cameras. Like, that's a very memorable moment of RG history.
Yeah. So let's just see if... Okay. So
you can care about the stream...
I've just checked.
It will come out later anyway, so our listeners won't have any information on where to stream this competition, because it will already
we're too late. That's, by the way, a very correct use of the will future perfect. So my teacher heart just jumped a bit, because very correctly done.
Will already have happened.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yes. I mean,
exactly. Wonderful.
I had a really great English Abitur. So, anyways.
Okay.
We have to talk about one more gymnast today. So, we talked about Siljana. So, we can't avoid talking about Borjana Kallén. And she has pulled off something that I think has never been done before. She has a full new set of 4 routines which are connected to each other, telling a story. The story of her career. Of a gymnast. Have you seen of this yet?
No, I haven't seen any of it, so I'm going to be surprised. So, and
please don't get your hopes up. I'm really sorry, because I don't have full videos of all 4 routines yet.
That doesn't matter, but still, the concept, having 4 routines connected to each other, like having, like telling a story or being like related to each other, that has, I believe, never been done before.
I don't know of anyone who did that, or
if anyone has ever done that, like even if you only started, I don't know, within your country, not even on an international level, or just for fun or whatever, please let us know if you've ever done this, because I think it makes perfect sense if you, like, choose a theme for your season. Like, let's say you could do, like, I'm only going to use soundtrack music this time. Or I'm going
only from this country, or...
or from this artist, or whatever. Yeah, or, like, I'm... or all the songs have, like... a color in their song or whatever. Yeah, like you have a theme, you have a you have a topic for you for your season.
Not only the routine itself is a piece of art, but all four together create another piece. And I haven't even told you
making
yet,
a concept album.
What is significant for her new routine? So each ending pose of the
don't tell me. I want to figure it out.
You can't not figure it out because the title of the video I sent you is exactly that. She ends with a pose and starts the next routine with that pose.
Oh, that's so smart. I'm watching the story of.
Someone put that a great video together where it's just summed up.
Let me see. Oh, that is so smart. Oh my God.
Yeah, I waited for your reaction. Oh. We talk about that.
Oh, goosebumps right away. Just from the first two chords. Oh, love the blue leotard. Love it. So pretty. I would wear this as a ball gown. She is a true artist, isn't she?
Definitely. Oh, and I love how she begins her ribbon routine. It's such a signature move of hers.
This is so incredible.
So I sent you another link, which is a small extract from her ball routine, and you are going to love it.
I know I am. How many times is she turning?
Yes.
Oh my God. Okay, just for that routine, I want to go to the Olympics and cry when she does that.
Yes.
Seriously. I mean, come on. How can she do this to the audience?
Yeah.
I mean, what? And this is just the beginning of the season. Imagine what she can do later on.
I just want to read a quick summary. The profile on YouTube, RG Videos, posted a small summary of all her start and ending poses of the routines and wrote the following description. In the video, you can see how Boreana Kalane begins her exercise with the last posture of the previous exercise, creating an authentic story that narrates her life through gymnastics. The hoop recreates her beginnings in gymnastics when everything was beautiful. The ball recreates when she starts to win medals internationally and begins to enjoy performing in front of audience. The clubs recreate the doubts of any athlete about what they are doing. And finally, the ribbon recreates the power of managing one's own situation and that she finds strength within herself.
Oh my God, I'm going to cry.
It's a beautiful
summary. Come on.
Although I have to say, when listening to the music of the ball routine, which is obviously the song Never Enough of the musical movie The Greatest Showman. The message Never Enough also implicates that the feeling of never being good enough as a gymnast, which is something I think every gymnast can relate to.
Yeah.
So this is also a thing she wants to get across during the music, I think.
Yeah. I mean, this movie and this story, the music, it's just
it means a lot to you. So
to me personally, of course, but still, when I first saw the movie, I literally cried nearly through all of the. I just had seen a trailer and was like, hey, great cast, let's watch it. It's a musical, a lot of dance. And then I watched the movie and I was literally crying nearly all of it.
I think I listened to the soundtrack in my car for like a year.
Yeah, same. And then we put on a show for our Christmas party thingy from our club. And then later on, we did it as a school musical. We adapted it, and it was just an overall so great experience. And the music just is like, I mean, a soundtrack to go number one is incredible. And the music just, in my personal opinion, this is the greatest movie made in the 21st century. So go and watch it. Yeah. Literally.
Yeah. And there have been routines before to the greatest show or something. Mm-hmm. But I don't think I have seen a routine to Never Enough.
Your theme could be music from The Greatest Showman. That would work totally.
And you would have four really great routines because great music.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't think it's that easy to edit to 90 seconds, though.
Yeah, to cut it down to 90 seconds, it's because really tricky.
They have so many facets, in one song. To get that down to 90 seconds is probably quite hard. So,
okay, back to business. Calming down. Oh, all right.
Recovering, I would say. Do we want to talk about one more gymnast or one more routine?
Yes, please. Or
how's the time? Yeah. Then I would suggest we talk about Margarita Kolosov, because I was so excited. Absolutely. And she presented her new ribbon routine at the competition last weekend and won a gold medal with it, predictably. I'm quite sad because I loved her previous ribbon routine, but it was obvious she's going to change it because she had it for 2 years now, I think. And she made an obvious music choice for her, because we know a bit about her music taste or taste in music, and she chose the song Dream On by Aerosmith, which suits her perfectly. I'm really happy that she recycled the blue ball leotard.
Absolutely.
Because I love it so much. It fits the the blue white ribbon, and she hasn't got that many new innovative risks or steps in there. It's still really apart from clear one that or she two is herself. And...
But she included one or two major things, aspects that are really, really great. Yeah.
She kept her style. It's really recognizable. What I think was beautiful that she is creating
the frame,
a square with her ribbon in the part where the word mirror happens in the song. So she's building a mirror.
Great.
Great use of the apparatus and translation of the music. It's really elegant what she does. I don't think it's her favorite apparatus, but I think ribbon just suits her so well. I don't know why.
The thing is, since she loves rock music, which is in general harder to perform to, I mean, for me personally, it doesn't make me want to move. It's just I can appreciate the quality. Sometimes a great rock song has great melody, great lyrics, whatever. But it doesn't make me want to go jump onto the dance floor and create a routine. It's just I want to nod my head to it and maybe rock my foot a bit, but that's it. And for her, it's the complete opposite. It makes her want to move, and it shows, even though she's more of the she's a bit of a more of an aggressive gymnast, if you want to, do you know what I mean? She's harder with her expressions. She's fiercer and stronger and a bit more, square is the wrong word. She's not flowy and round and soft. She's edgy. She's a bit edgy. She's rather edgy. And then she comes round with that ribbon routine and shows off her, but I can do both.
Thingy. And she does both in one routine. There's a part of the song. Where the singer sings Dream On repeatedly, and then it is pitched an octave higher, and she does her signature butterfly leaps, like perfectly in sync with the music there. And I knew she was doing that before she did it, watching for the first time. Like, I know the song, so I know what's coming, and I'm like, and she is going to do this. Yeah. And it fulfills my needs. Watching a routine. Like,
so satisfying. That's really, really great.
Yeah, and that is a very powerful move, like, and an edgy part in this song. Like, it's a dramatic song, and then when the singer screams it out, the dream on part, dream on, you know,
she keeps flying.
Perfect.
So Margarita, keep on doing what you're doing. You're doing everything right. I mean, it's just working for you. So it's wonderful.
Really great performance for a first time performance in a competition. Yeah,
she just feels it. She just feels it, and it's great.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm that this performance makes me so jealous of all the skills that they have that I don't, because it must be so satisfying performing this.
When you're having like a favorite song and you can just do that and one of the great regrets is the wrong word, because we haven't done anything wrong. We just can't do it, you know?
We're just not that talented, unfortunately. Yes. Luckily,
our bodies are not made for that.
Luckily we can laugh about it somewhat to a certain extent.
But it's not like we had great expectations that were someday destroyed. Like, we
No.
What we are going
to, had to start it, like, we would have needed to start from, like, the age of 3 or 4.
Yes.
And we were far beyond that. But still.
We're still having fun. And we still perform to the greatest showman. And small satisfying things we can manage. One of which is, I think, what I still remember and I'm like really proud of was our performance to Moulin Rouge, or where we performed Moulin Rouge in our Christmas presentation.
Spectacle.
There were we created the choreography as a team, or we split up in small groups. And everyone took a song and an apparatus and made a routine to that. And the song Roxanne is
that, was
that piece where I think we did it as well as we could with our abilities as
abilities.
So this, when I watched this back, still, of course, there were small mistakes. My ribbon broke, like, at the last second. I still can't believe that. But it still looks so satisfying, because this is such a great piece of music, and it was so much fun to perform to this.
We did it with 6 ribbons, right?
No, 3 ribbons and 4 hoops. We started without apparatus. Just, we had this great skirts, and then the hoops came in, and then we joined back with ribbons and hoops, and we had that part where the ribbons were crossed and the hoop laid on top of the ribbons and then thrown into the air.
I remember that. That was really
and
great.
And then a big throw with the ribbons, and on this small stage as well, like, it was really cramped up there.
That happened like more than 10 years ago, right?
2012. Oh, no, 11.
Are you sure? No, 11. In 12, we did the advertising thing after the Olympic Games. I remember that one. Yeah.
I did.
Shout out to everyone who was in our group.
Yes, we love we miss you, and we'll see you at Mona's wedding, hopefully.
Yeah. We're looking very much forward to it. Have you got a dress yet?
Yes, but not a new one. And I hope I still fit in it.
Ah, it will fit. But I haven't got one yet that I'm that I want to wear, that I'm happy with wearing. So I have to, well,
I might need shoes though.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Sorry, we're gossiping.
We're rambling off. So I think
we're rambling off. Yeah.
Yeah, I think we are done for today. We'll discuss more new routines in our next episode. So
please maybe feel as free soon to... as tomorrow.
Yeah, we are looking up. We are trying. If you want to tell us about your opinion on these routines, please feel free to comment on Instagram or on Spotify or Apple, wherever you listen to our podcast, and leave us a review, and make sure to follow us also on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or Amazon Music, so you never miss a new episode. And don't forget to follow us on Instagram at discussing.rg.podcast as well. And you can also contact us under discussing.rg.podcast@gmail.com. Thank you so much for listening. And as always, don't forget to point your toes.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
We'd like to say a special thank you to Mona for creating our amazing cover art and to Jenny for sparking our passion for rhythmic gymnastics.